After citing a number of baseless drug raids and accidental deaths in the Bay State, Jesse Rossman, a staff attorney for the Massachusetts ACLU, said, "You can't have it both ways. The same government authority that allows them to carry weapons, make arrests, and break down the doors of Massachusetts residents during dangerous raids also makes them a government agency that is subject to the open records law. These secretive SWAT enterprises have already caused a number of tragedies. In May 2014, a SWAT team in Habersham County, Georgia, in a botched drug raid, crashed through the door of a home and tossed a flashbang grenade that landed in the crib of 19-month-old Bunkam Bubu Fonsavan. Police claimed they had staked out the home for months based on erroneous information from an informant that someone living there was selling methamphetamine. According to the child's mother, "I heard my baby wailing and asked one of the officers to let me hold him. He screamed at me to sit down and shut up and blocked my view, so I couldn't see my son. I could see a singed crib, and I could see a pool of blood. The officers yelled at me to calm down and told me my son was fine, that he'd just lost a tooth. It was only hours later, when they finally let us drive to the hospital, that we found out Bubu was in the intensive burn unit and that he'd been placed into a medically induced coma." Later in the year, the family's attorney reported, "Fonasavan has to date incurred an estimated $800,000 worth of expenses due to his injuries." Shortly after its personnel severely burned baby Bubu with a flashbang grenade, the Habersham County Sheriff's Department vowed to pay for the child's medical expenses. Later, the family discovered through medical providers that the county had reneged on its promise. County officials stated that it would be illegal to pay. Many felt it was bad enough that the incident happened, but to cripple the family with nearly $1 million in medical expenses was unconscionable, and the refusal to take responsibility for a horrible mistake appeared criminally negligent, at the very least.